have you on. You are welcome. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning to tell you that we love you, we appreciate you, we worship you, we adore you, and we thank you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. We are glad to serve you, Lord God. We are happy in Jesus alone. Hallelujah. Father God, we lift up Pastor V, Lord, asking you to continue to bless her in a very special way. P.K. Roberts, Lord, thank you for the founders of this call. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for the TMC family, Lord. Thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice. Now, Father, we pray that you will speak through the speaker. Let the word fall on good ground and continue to have your way in this call, on this call, in the name of Jesus. And we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We love you, we need you, and we adore you. Continue to have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes. Let's think on good things today. God bless you, my sister. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting each and every one of our callers on Think on Good Things Tuesday. So we bless you and we honor you. And I'd like to give you a little background on this call. First of all, I am Jackie Henderson from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I also welcome each and every one of you to this call. And this call was founded back in October 2010 by our founder, Dr. Pastor P.K. Roberts, known as Mother Dimples, and Pastor Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And we thank God that they answered the calling and started this call. We also have been brought together by a unique company, Artist International, that has brought each and every one of us together. And if you do not know about Artist, this is a health and wellness company that is helping to change lives in health and in finances. And if you'd like to know more information about Artist International, now known as Artist Life, please get back with the person that invited you to this call. Now, to tell you more about this call, we have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. And it's founded on the scripture Psalms 88:13. But to you, O Lord, I cry, and in the morning you hear my prayers. So also after this call, we have a morning motivational call, which we welcome each and every one to. And that call was founded by Dorothy Cook. And she has now turned that call over to a group of phenomenal leaders. And directly after this call, you can obtain that call 1-614-715-3865. And the PIN code for that call is 539-598-TAL. Again, that number is 1-614-715-3865. The PIN code is 539-598-TAL. You will obtain more information about our health and wellness company from a group of phenomenal leaders. And once you hear the message this morning, you may want to call back in and hear that message again. And you can get that message at 1-712-432-1085. 1-712-432-1085. And the PIN code for that is 957-677-TOWN. Now, listeners, if you would like to host on this call, as I am doing right now, or if you just like to greet on the call, as Minister Wanda so beautifully done this morning, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can send that information to themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. We would welcome you to join us in hosting and in greeting. And as I said before, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that information to www.themasterscall.net. Now, I don't want to keep you away from the Word of God, so I'm going to move myself out of the way and get right to the speaker this morning. And we have a phenomenal speaker this morning that we look forward for a great word from the Lord. And that is Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Estes, Michigan, and is also certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministry. This ministry provides for the needs of the people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief is that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of Downriver YMCA, is the past president of Downriver Interdenominational Ministry Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett Thomas has been married to his wife Cheryl for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and in body. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please take it away, man of God.
Well, God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you for the warm introduction, Minister Jackie. God bless you. Good morning to my GMC family. It is a joy to be with you once again. And thank God for the founders of this call to make it possible. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, you two really have done tremendously with this call. It's almost 6 years. We praise God for your obedience and your sacrifice to make this happen. I'd like to invite your attention to the longest psalm in the book we call the Bible, Psalm number 119. And we're looking at verse 11. And then we're going to turn to verse 105. Let me just turn. You can turn with me. And I always encourage people to have something to write with, something to write on when we go into God's Word. So looking at Psalm 119, verse number 11, you'll find these words: "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Amen. If we look at Psalm 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." For our subject this morning, we want to talk on this topic, word addiction. Word addiction. Addiction basically defined as the quality entity or state of being addicted, such as addicted to reading. An addict is one who is to devote or surrender oneself to something habitually or obsessively. Many of us know people that are addicted to alcohol, drugs, gambling, pornography, you name it. So many addictions out there, and those types of addictions that people are involved in are destructive addictions. However, we want to try to help us this morning. There are addictions that are positive, that are helpful, that can make one whole, and that is word addiction. In other words, become addicted to God's word. Amen. To get to the point that we realize that his word is really something that would help us in any and every situation. Instead of going to the bottle or to a drug when we're depressed or when we're lonely or when things happen that we really don't know what to do, go to God's word. God has a way to help us with his word. Now, Psalm 119, let's go a little bit history, is a song about the priority of the word of God. For 176 verses, Psalm 119 holds high the words and wisdom of God and convinces us to treasure it more than anything else in life. Why is this challenge so crucial for us? Most of us, we on this call, we're leaders, right? So leaders in our world for us, we face two realities. Number one, change happens faster than ever. So leaders must remain adaptable. Number two, we need timeless values more than ever. So leaders must remain principle-driven, not driven by emotions or feelings, but to realize that we can stand strong on God's word, the principles of God's word. So Psalm 119 provides a roadmap for getting the wisdom, values, and principles we need to lead effectively. We have to understand that things will happen. Drama does come in our lives. Amen, somebody. But it helps to know that God's word addresses these issues. Everybody, you know, anybody ever been angry? In an anger situation, lonely or hurt, or jealous, envious, broke, or what have you. Almost practically every situation, single, want to get married, want to strengthen your marriage. The Word of God addresses how to live a single life, how to live a married life, how to be a great parent. Amen. Amen. Every part of our living, amen, is addressed by the word of God. Amen, amen. So we want to try to highlight the fact that addiction is very important to become so involved in not just reading God's word, but applying it to every situation of our life. Psalm 119:11, this particular person left these words. He says, Psalm 119:11, which we read, it is so important that the word of God is a lamp unto my feet. Is that what it says? Let's take a minute. Let's go back a bit. Psalm 119:11. Let's make sure we get that right. It says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." That's right. That's right. "That I might not sin against thee." This scripture is so powerful. So powerful is the word of God that it can actually, keep people from sinning. Am I in the house right now? When believers hide scripture in their heart by reading, memorizing, meditating, and applying it to their lives, they are insulating themselves against the pressure of temptation. Often people give in to the lure of temptation because their hearts and minds are not focused on God and his revelation of himself. Believers should know in their hearts what the Bible says so that they can stand up to temptation and not sin against God. So here's the writer here, David, saying, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." How many know you don't have to sin? I know we hear a lot of people saying, we are just sinners saved by grace. No, I don't go there. I believe that whether you're either a sinner or you're a saint, you may not act like a saint all the time, but because you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are now a saint according to the Word of God. You have been changed. You have been transformed. Amen. Because the Word of God says, and what the Word of God says, if it says you can be, you can be. You are what the Word says. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. So we, as the church, we are the body of Christ. We are now saints. Amen. Amen. Because when you say you're just a sinner saved by grace, that means your sin nature has yet to be dealt with. But Jesus Christ, when he done something, when he did something, he conquered sin. Amen. He did dealt with the sin issue. Amen. Doesn't mean that we never ever sin anymore. No, but we are not addicted to sin, if you would. I mean, we don't have what some people call the can't help it. You ever heard somebody say, "I just can't help myself"? Well, if you got the Holy Ghost, come on, somebody, you got the Word, amen. What's your excuse? Well, your excuse perhaps is that I just want what I want when I want it, and my flesh is crying out. Didn't the Bible address that? Didn't the Bible say crucify your flesh, amen? So we really have no excuse when it comes to the sin issue. So we need to be so addicted to God's word. When temptation comes, we have to do what Jesus did in Matthew chapter 4. Let's turn there quickly. Matthew chapter 4, start at verse 1. So then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he said, Jesus, and said, he answered and said, "It is written." Note here, he said, "It is written." He didn't cry, he didn't stump, he didn't grunt. He just stood a flat foot and said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written," here's the devil trying to say, well, I can use some Bible too. He said, "He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." And then said Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is what? It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. What happened there? Jesus used the word of God to deal with Satan. Amen. Amen. So this, you know, we have to understand that God's word, if Jesus used God's word to deal with Satan, what about us? And we say we follow so him, amen, that we believe that he's our Lord, amen. So we ought to follow leadership. Come on, somebody. Amen. So he used the word of God to deal with the devil. We need to know what God's word says concerning different areas of temptation. Amen. Just because you're tempted doesn't mean you have to sin. Temptation come knocking on the door, you don't have to answer. Amen. But if you do answer with God's words. It is written. Amen. Amen. So we have to understand that the word of God has a way of addressing everything. And looking at even 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, Paul says here, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, But with that temptation, with the temptation, we'll also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Wow. So there's no excuse. There's really no excuse. Believers should never be shocked or discouraged by encountering temptation. Satan fights against believers and will mount an assault at every opportunity. God knows that all human beings are tempted and that different people will be tempted by different things. Being tempted is not a sin. You got that? Being tempted is not a sin. Giving in, however, is. God promises that he will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. He also provides the way of escape. Every time we face temptation, we can know that God will help us through it. We should look for his way of escape and then run for the door. Wow. So we have a choice. Amen. We have a choice. We can yield to temptation. The songwriter says, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Amen. That's one of the old hymns of the church. Amen. We need to pull that out and sing a little more often. So, amen, somebody. So what I'm saying is the word addiction, we get so addicted to God's word, we get to the point where I just can't put it down. Anybody ever been there before, start reading God's word and the words just jumped off the pages just because it is a living word. Amen. You can read the same scripture, amen, several times, and it gives you a new revelation every time. Amen. So it's just something so rich, it's sharper than any two edges. So it would help you, it would guide you. Amen. It is our B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. We can, amen, depend, amen, on God's word. Now, I know addiction, sometimes people have to go through some help and get some help, and they go through a 12-step program. I understand that. But here's a spiritual 12-step program. Let me give you 12 steps here. It says, word as our source for leadership principles. Our leadership will, number one, be blessed, according to verse 1 and 2. Number two, remain pure and ethical, according to verse 9 through 11. We will be strengthened and revitalized, according to verse 28, 149, 154, 159. We'll be insightfully answer criticism. Wow. We ought to be able to answer criticism, according to verse 42. Enjoy liberty, verse 45. Gain wise counsel when needed, according to verse 66. Remain steady even when afflicted, verse 67 through 72 and even 92. We'll be able to display more insight than our teachers, according to verses 99 and 100. We'll be able to be enlightened and intuitive, verses 105 and 130. We have a reliable guide even for new issues, according to verses 129 and 160. We'll be able to enjoy inward peace and poise, according to verse 165. And we'll be able to get divine help, according to verse 173 through 175. These are the 12 steps, I believe, would be beneficial to us as leaders or Christians or saints of God. Amen. And finally, help you with, let's see, I guess I don't have time for that, but let me just tell you, basically, 1 John chapter 3, you might want to read that, talks about those of us that are children of God cannot sin. And you say, well, wait a minute, what do you mean by cannot sin? Well, we cannot habitually sin because who's in us, greater is he that's within us than he that is in the world. So what I'm getting at today, we really have no excuse to live a sinful life. We should be living a sinless life because we are, amen, challenged today to be word-addicted individuals because God's word can help us in any situation. Are you with me today? Are you with me today? That's interesting. So if you're part of God's family, you are a child of God. You are not a child of the devil. I know we hear a lot of times we are all God's people. Probably hear that in funerals a lot of times. We're not all God's people. We're all God's creation. But to be a child of the living God, you must be born again. Yeah, the devil do have some children. I don't know if you probably believe that. Yes, he does. Amen, amen, amen. So let me just pause here and just tell you one more time, word addiction should be a part of your life and my life as we grow into our Christian, amen, being more like Christ, our Christian attitude, our Christian lifestyle, the way we live, the way we talk, the way we walk. And my question to you today as I close, how addicted are you to God's word? God bless you, and may God keep you. Back to you, my host, Minister Jackie.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Everett, for that rhema word from the Lord, God's word addiction. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for the man of God this morning. We thank you for decreasing him and increasing you. We ask that this word be heard with our hearts as well as our ears this morning, God. We ask you to anoint every word that Minister Everett has said before us, that we use it to make it a part of our lives. We thank you for each and every wonderful thing that you are doing in our lives, and we ask you to continually bless and keep us strong in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, caller, if you'd like to replay that word and hear that word again, which I know you will, God's word addiction, it's the living word from Psalms 119, where you can find the 12-step program. You can access that word today with our playback, 1-712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. And the PIN code for that call is 957-677-POUND. And if you're not able to get that word today, you can go back where that word will be archived on our website, and that's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. Following this call, we asked you all to go and join our new morning motivational call, and that call number is 641-715-3865, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, that number is 641-715-3865, and the PIN number is 539-598-POUND. And I'd like to thank Minister Wanda for opening us up with that wonderful word of prayer and seeing and greeting each and every one of you in our telecommunications sanctuary. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for taking your time out to join us this morning on this call. And again, I invite you to go to the new Morning Merit Motivational Call immediately following this call. And right now, I'd like to bring Pastor Everett back to the call to give us our closing benediction. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth, now, and forever. In Jesus' name, go and be the victor, not the victim, that God ordained us to be. Be blessed.